Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. But right now, back to the front lines of history that's being made as we speak. There's a very important Senate race coming up in Ohio. Portman, the incumbent Republican, passes himself off as a moderate. I think he's basically fairly slippery. He's like an old muskie. He's been at the bottom of the lake for so long, nobody can catch him. All grizzled. He's not that old. He's quite slippery. Anyway, he's decided not to run again. That opens up in a very, very important Senate seat. And who's going to run for the Democrats? One break has been, there's been talk that Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Jim Jordan, friend of the wrestling mat, Jim Jordan, right-wing nut, given the Medal of Freedom by Trump, is continuously badgering people during the Ukraine impeachment. He's always shouting and insulting people. He's really bad news. One little factoid, he went to college at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, wrestled, I think, at about 130 some odd pounds, and I think he was the national champ. So he likes the wrestling mat, but he doesn't like much else, and he's bad news anyway. He pulled out. He said, I'm not going to run. And I think that's because, in fact, I know that's because he polls. He sees that he's toxic. His unfavorables are through the roof, even among Republicans. No way he's going to make it to the Senate. And the other Republicans that are talking about it right now are not all that impressive. So a number of Democrats have lined up. The usual, you know, identity politics crowd is lined up. But a very important development. Hillary Clinton called up Tim Ryan, a Democratic, pro-labor, blue-collar area that he represents, congressman, and said, please run. I will back you. Bill Clinton will back you. Please run. The head of the Ohio Women's Caucus called him up and said, please run. And California Congressman Ro Khanna, very active in Bernie Sanders' campaign on the far left of the Democratic Party, called him up and said, please run. Tim Ryan. Now, why did they do that? Tim Ryan is a blue-collar, moderate Democratic congressman from Ohio. And yet Hillary Clinton, the head of the Ohio Women's Caucus, and California progressive Congressman Ro Khanna all called him up and said, run. They're doing it because they finally get the picture. They do it because they finally get what's happening in this country. And that is, if you take a look at this last election, Joe Biden won largely by getting suburban and ex-urban votes, and frequently former Republicans or current Republicans and independents who couldn't stomach a thief, a pervert, and somebody like Trump who had sold us out to the commie Ruskies, dividing us racially and hurting the country badly. And even then, Biden only won Wisconsin by a little over 20,000 votes. He won Pennsylvania by basically the margin that Trump did last time. He won Arizona in the low teens, and he won Georgia in the low teens. The fact is that with the Electoral College system, we won handily, won by 7 million votes nationally. But Trump increased his lead in rural America. And believe this or not, Trump increased his he has no lead, but getting killed among African-Americans and Latinos and Asians, but he actually increased his relative performance among Black Americans, Latino Americans, and Asian Americans. So something's got to be done, and that is that you cannot continue to have an image of the Democratic Party as yuppie socialists. You just can't do it. We're a Democratic Party. We're not a socialist party. And we're not going to put up with the party being hijacked by the authoritarian left. Hillary Clinton understands that. I suspect Bill Clinton had a big hand in this. The chair of the Ohio Women's Caucus understands it. And even Ro Khanna, one of the most left-wing congressmen in Congress, understands it. That is a very, very healthy development in the party. I have not met Tim Ryan, but I've seen him many times on, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell's show and a lot of other shows. And he's a square shooter. Be a great congressman. He is a great congressman. He'd be a great senator, and he'd be a solid Democratic vote. And as important is, he could win in 2022. Because frequently what happens in the off year after a presidential election, the party that won the presidency loses even more congressional seats because people instinctively like split government. They're mad at something that happened or didn't happen, and they decided to take it out. So this is going to be a tough race in Ohio, but it can be won, and it can be won by Tim Ryan. Now, what about Wisconsin? Wisconsin has the closest and the most sought after and probably controversial Senate elections coming in the country. It is the case that Ron Johnson, my name is Ron Johnson, I come from Wisconsin, I work for Moscow there, that Ron Johnson, who said that he doesn't trust our CIA and FBI, but he trusts Trump. Trump trusts Putin. Putin was a colonel in the KGB. Putin's nickname was the Moth in the KGB. And yet Trump and Ron Johnson don't trust our CIA and FBI. That Ron Johnson. That Ron Johnson is the only incumbent up for election from a blue state. This race can be won, and it cannot degenerate into an identity politics contest of who is more of a victim and who is a perpetual professional victim and whose identities as multiple identities and all this baloney. Now, right now, there's only one declared candidate in Wisconsin, and that's Tom Nelson, county executive of Outagamie County. I know Tom Nelson. I like Tom Nelson, and I'm glad he's running. There have been other names mentioned, but there is one name that to me would be preeminent, and people should call him and request that he get in. And that's Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse. Ron Kind is holding a seat that went for Trump by several percentage points. Not only this time, but even last time. He's the only guy in the state that could hold that seat. And the sad thing about that is that seat, the third congressional district, used to be held by Al Baldus, whom I knew. Al Baldus was a Democrat. And then Gunderson had it. He was a Republican, but he was moderate. He wasn't a nut. He wasn't a QAnon nut. In fact, his QAnon didn't exist when he was there. But the fact also is that he was a moderate. And today he would be seen as sort of a conservative Democrat. That seat is not Republican or Democratic. It is open. And that means we have a very strong party up in Eau Claire, a very strong party in the northern part, and we have a strong party in La Crosse. And we have a strong party in the counties in between, but it went slightly for Trump. So who can win the Senate seat? I'm glad that Tom Nelson has announced he's a very serious candidate. And there are a lot of other names being thrown around, and we'll see if they get in. But Ron Kind is really kind of the gold standard candidate. And I think if Ron Kind were to announce and if he were to win the primary, he would be formidable. I do not see any Republican beating him. Ron Johnson, you may recall, promised when he ran against Russ Feingold, he promised on two occasions that he would only go for two terms. He promised. He gave his word. One was in 2010 when he beat Russ Feingold the first time. But that was a no-brainer election for him because 2010 was a tsunami year for Republicans. They were reacting to the election of Barack Obama. They didn't like some things. And Republicans swept the country. They could have put Lassie or Rin Tin Tin on the ticket and he would have won. And if those of you don't know who Lassie or Rin Tin Tin is, Luke, you don't. You're too young to know who they are. Lassie and Rin Tin Tin were TV dogs, and they were excellent. I liked them both, except they used a lot of different Lassies because it was on so long. But, you know, you could put Mr. Ed the Talking Horse on there, and they would have won. But 2016 was one where Russ should have won. And Johnson gets on, he bats his eyes. He goes, "I will only serve one more term. You have my word. You have my word." His word is no good. His word is no good. Now he's sniffing, going around the state, sniffing like a dog on a log. You've seen this. You take a dog out for a walk in the forest. You see a dog sniffing like a dog on a log because he is a dog. Well, in this particular case, that is what Ron Johnson's doing for the Senate nomination. You should make it very clear you don't want him. You don't want him running. You don't want him in. But if he does run for reelection and breaks his word, the guy that can definitely beat him is Ron Kind. If Ron doesn't get in, I think Tom Nelson's a good candidate. And as I say, there are some others. But you must call Ron Kind, in my view. And I have, and said, "Ron, you got to run for this seat. You got to run for this seat." And I think that we have to get solidly behind a candidate. And this is not the time to go wool gathering about identity politics and professional victimhood. The usual, not the usual. I'm tired of the usual out of Madison or anywhere else, Milwaukee or anywhere else. We have got to recognize the character of this state, and it's a large state with a lot of different people in it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.